what I was going to preach on, or felt like the Lord had laid on my heart, was show me glory. And I was really looking forward to that. But anyway, I'm looking forward to this now. And it said, behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and as thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, who is my neighbor? And Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves, and which was stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, he was at the place and came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went to him and bound up his wounds and poured oil and wine and set him on his own beast and brought him to the inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will pay thee. Which now these 3 thinkest thou was a neighbor unto him, fell among the thieves. And he said unto him, he that showed mercy on him. And then he said unto him, go and do thou likewise. I pray y'all would just pray for us a little while, and I want to take for a text over here in the 12th chapter of the Hebrew letter. In the first verse, it says, wherefore seeing we have also our compass about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight of the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And you may say, well, what's that got to do with anything to do with what you just read? And I pray that the Lord will be able to bring that out. And I didn't know what exactly when I went to studying it, but I know it's more than he knows. And so we find there was this man that was on his way from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and he fell among thieves, and they beat him and left him half dead. And we find where a Levite and a priest passed by on each side of him. But then come a Samaritan, and it said it was on his journey, and he said he had compassion on him. And I pray today the Lord would help us with this, that we would see that we, I know this is a picture of Christ, I realize that, but I want you to know we're to be Christ-like. And I pray that today we would understand, as we traveling on our journey down through here, we're just passing through down here, pilgrims traveling through. I'm thankful, ain't you? I'm thankful for the ones that was traveling through that come along and fell among the wayside. I half dead. I want you to realize and show compassion on me. The ones that took time to spend some time with me and talk to me about the Lord. And I pray today that we never get away from that. The Bible says, he that knows good and does it not, to him it is sin. I want you to realize I believe in being led by the Lord and doing things. But listen, when we see somebody that needs help and we walk by them and just don't show them no compassion, I want you to know to him it is sin. And I want you to realize you can sit back and say it ain't about me today. I can sit back and say it ain't about me also. But listen, every one of us are are guilty when it comes to that. Our lost souls are all around us today. We walk by just like they're nothing. We walk by on the other side and we think, it ain't nothing to me. Honey, I want you to know that's what they thought. They had work to do. The Levite and the priest did. I believe they had work to do at the temple, and God was giving them a work right in front of them, and they was looking for what they're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
I'm thankful that I was some old sister that had compassion on me. As I walked along my way, going down the other way, and I fell among the thieves. And honey, I want you to know who the thief is. He's the old devil, and he's trying his best to destroy you. And listen to me, I'm thankful for someone like a Eunice or a Lois, an old sister that loved me and showed me compassion. I thought about a woman at the well. I thought how Jesus said he must had need to go through Samaria, and he went to a well. I thought about me and this. I thought how I would act in that. Listen to me. Honey, we need to watch it. I put ourselves in a bad position. But also, we need to always show compassion. He had a need to go to Samaria. Why? Because there was a woman there that needed him. And he knew that. And he went and sat beside her in a well. Listen, if that was me, I tell you what I'd done. I would have come up and found that woman. It would have been me and her. And I'd say, Lord, I need to move along. What would people think if they see me sitting here talking to this woman over here to herself? Honey, it could ruin my reputation. I want to tell you, if God is in it, it will not hurt you.
Amen.
He sat right there with that woman. And he told her, he said, I can give you a drink of water. That'll spring up into everlasting life. You know what that woman done? She went and she told. She showed compassion on the people around her. She went and was a witness to them. Listen, she went and said, come see a man that told me everything I ever did. You know what happened? People got saved upon her word. I want you to know today we need to be a witness. We need to be a cloud of witness. Yes, the Spirit of God has been here. It's moved about in a great way. But what have you done? As a church, I tell you, it's been here. It's moved. But I look around here and I see people standing around act like they don't have nothing to do. You got something to do. You've been saved by God's grace. Be a witness to somebody. Honey, when he saves you, he places a love in you. Did you want to see everybody saved? Don't be afraid to serve the Lord.
Amen.
That was one he owed his master a debt. And his master, he couldn't pay it. His master forgave it. I want you to listen to me a minute. He forgave all his debt. And then he had a servant that owed him. It was just a small amount of what he owed his master. But honey, he didn't show no compassion to him. He had him thrown in jail. I want you to know he forgot about what had been done for him. Have we forgot about what's been done for us? I ain't talking just you, I'm talking to me too. Lost people all around this house. Honey, every one of us ought to be doing something. And that's why I used to see things happen. Because it wasn't just the preachers. People didn't depend on the preachers to do it. They depended on the church, a Father God, and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And everybody done their job. Everybody done their job. And why? What happened then, Teresa? People didn't get saved. Honey, these two, when I was lost in Rocky Mountain, I could go to the toilet down there behind the cemetery, and it would be some old brother come and find me and talk to me about my soul. They wouldn't let you get away. They loved you. And they showed compassion. I'm thankful for one like Noah. Honey, the Lord saved him. He preached for 120 years. Just like they built that wall, they had a sword in one hand. Honey, he had a hammer in one hand. And honey, the word of God in the other. For 120 years, that man preached and was a witness showing compassion to people that just would not listen. Honey, we're to never give up. Ain't you thankful for a Noah? What about a Moses? One that God sent to be a witness to his people. Honey, what if Moses said, I can't speak, but what if he just kept running? What if Jonah had kept running? I want you to know, God can get you in a position he can use you. Honey, I ran for 8 years. For a long time, I didn't need to be around water. But honey, if God has saved your soul, you need to be a witness. We don't need to be like the Levite and the priest. We need to do what God's given us to do. I thought about how the prodigal son, you go there and read it. You go there and read it. It said how he got down and he desired to eat the husk that fell among the swine. Listen to me. He wanted to eat that, but he didn't have that. But you know what it went on to say? It said no man helped him. Honey, why would you like to be on your way, on your journey? Honey, yes, he fell. And you say, well, we don't need a helper when God's chastised him. Honey, there's more than one picture there. It's a picture of a lost soul there too. And honey, there's a lot of them on their journey out yonder in the world in sin, and we're doing nothing to help them. Amen. You said, well, we called a helper and we got a pastor. Preach the word. Amen. I believe the word's important. But I believe you are too. Amen. What would Timothy have done without Lois and Eunice? Honey, what would they have done? What would I have done except for an old man called Grover Smith? He was the one, it didn't matter where you got to, that old man would find you. He knowed you needed the Lord. What would I have done without Sister Betty Sue Metter that night walking through there, and she loved me enough and showed me compassion. She let me see she was concerned about my soul. You say, well, she didn't do nothing. Yes, she did. She loved me, and I saw that. Honey, we need to love lost people. We need to show them compassion, and we don't never need to lose that. And so you say, well, I'm just waiting for the Lord to give me something. Honey, he give you something when he saved your soul. He give you a desire to see everybody else saved. And if you ain't got that desire, you've missed something. I hear preachers say, I'm waiting for God to give me something to preach. When he called you to preach, he said, preach. Honey, when I got up this morning, what if I just said, it's gone, I ain't going to do nothing. What about that? Tell me how that would work this morning. Listen to me, when we come here, you're expecting to hear something. Why? Because I'm the man of God. I want you to know you're the children of God. And when you come here, you need to be expected to do something. Amen. So can you say personally? Yeah, we can say Hilltop's been a cloud of witness. It has. Honey, the Spirit of God's been here. We can't, nobody can deny that. What about you? Have you been a cloud of witness? I hear preachers say, well, when I ain't helping in a revival, I'll just sit back and take it easy. Is that your job? 25 preachers here. I think it's 25. Let's just sit back and take it easy. We'll be easing Zion. Brother Barry can go talk to him. Maybe Daniel will have some. Maybe Teresa will talk to him. Maybe Teresa will. Maybe Gail might have. Maybe Margaret. It ain't none of my business. Somebody will come along and help him. What if it was that way when it was you? What if no man helped you? Yeah. And there's a point that nobody can help you. He had to get to that point. He had to go to the Father. He's the only one could. But I want to tell you something. Honey, somebody helped you along the way. Lost friend, what's going to be your excuse? Have you not seen a witness here? No, I've probably not done everything I'm supposed to do. And nobody else here has. But I love you. If you can say I don't love you, then I've missed it. Yes, I saw the same thing from my wife last night. She's not one that she loved. They're on the wayside. They're one that fell among the thieves. And she had compassion. That warmed my heart. I don't know what happened with that, but I tell you one thing. I believe she knows what she's supposed to do. And I ain't trying to lift my wife up. I'm just thankful she got willing to do something. And I'm trying to tell you, you need to get willing to do something also. We can't, if we're all like the Levite and the priest, what is going to happen to our children? Where is our compassion? Where is our job? Where is our burden? Where is it at? He that knows to do good and does it not, it's sin. We're still in revival. I don't know how long it'll go. It's not too late for us to start working. It's not too late. The Lord sent Elijah. Elijah was bent over being fed by ravens. Can you imagine that, Cody? Can you imagine a raven feeding you? He sent him over and he done it. And then he sent him on down to a widow woman that had a son. What if Elijah just said, I ain't going? He got there, and that widow woman had was going out to get her some sticks. She had a handful of meal and a little oil. Well, and she was going out to get her some sticks, going to build a fire, going to cook it. And she said they was going to die. I want you to realize, honey, after that, me and Brad talk about it all the time, the barrel didn't run low. I want you to know it was always meal and there was always oil there. But, honey, that woman's child died and Elijah had compassion on him. I want you to know we need to have compassion. Honey, when we see a lost sinner laying over yonder, I mean, honey, to a place separated from God. And spirits, what we've talked about, that spiritual death from God. Listen to me. Honey, when we see them, we should have compassion on them. I preached pretty hard to the lost people last night and to us too. And you say, well, boy, this is hard, Brother Jill. It is hard. The truth is hard. The fields are white for harvest, but the laborers are few. Who are you expecting to do the work? What if the preachers just walked by? The priest and the Levite did. Who's going to do the work? Who's going to care? Who's going to take compassion? Are we going to just say, like that one did, just not show compassion? I love you. And if I've not proved then, I've missed it. I love this church with all's in me. I love these lost children with all's in me. If you're here and you're a grown man or woman, I love you too. I want you to know, Ryan, I love you. Amen. Amen. I can't explain to you how much I love you. That night you said that, I miss him. Honey, I've thought about that a million times since then. If I've not showed you compassion, I'm sorry. If I've not showed you I've loved you, I'm sorry. Listen to me, he didn't only just take him up and help him along his way. I don't believe in leading him to an altar, but honey, I believe in leading him to a place of shelter. And that's what that Samaritan done. He took him up and he put him on his mule, on his coat, and he carried him. I want you to know he carried him to a place of shelter, and he's given him. I made sure he had what he needed to take care of him, and he said, if he needs anymore, you're not putting in my charge. Ain't you thankful, Jesus Christ, as you went along and you come to your place of shelter, honey, if you needed anymore along the way, he was still just to forgive you.
Amen. Amen.
I've had to go back a minute time because I needed a little more. I need a little more. I want you to realize today we need to have that kind of compassion. Now, lost friend, I want to talk to you a minute. What if that one had just fell there when the Samaritan come along? He said, here, I'm going to help you. I want to help you get to a place of shelter. He just said, no, that's okay. I don't want no help. I don't need no help. I want you to know he'd lay there and died. Lucas told us over and over, you're going to die. Over and over, I see hands reached out to you. I see messages preached to you. Over and over, you sit there and just look and stare. Honey, I don't need no help. I don't need no help. Listen to me. The one fell there needed help. And there was somebody loved them and tried to help them and helped them along the way. And he took that help. You're going to have to see there's people that have compassion on you. They truly love you. And they want you. They want to help you. They can't save you. No, but they can get you to a place of shelter. And they're trying. They're trying. I'm thankful somebody showed compassion on me. I'm thankful people still do. Do I make mistakes? You bet I do. And I'm thankful y'all forgive me and God does. So what are you waiting for? You need help? God's trying to give it to you. He sent people along your way to try to help you. They talk about that guy that was in the flood and he got on his house and he's up on his house stranded and somebody come along with a boat and said, come on, get in the boat. I'm here to help you. And he said, no, I'm going to wait for God to come. He's going to help me. He's going to bring me out of this. And he sent somebody in a helicopter and he said, here, I'm here to help you. No, I'll just wait for God. He's going to come and he's going to help me. And I want you to know and realize it's only God can save you. But when he's sending somebody to help you, you better recognize he's sending help. You can choose to lay there and die. Or you can choose to take that help that that person's offering you. They love you. They're showing compassion on you. Don't just sit there until you die. I won't mention no names, would never. Years ago, God wanted me to be a witness to a man. Before I was called to preach, not sure what living my life like a preacher. But I saw that man, and God said, you have compassion on him. Didn't know how he believed or anything. So I went to witness him with him. And I mean witnessing. I'm not just talking about just talking. I mean shedding tears, showing him love, showing him compassion. And he come to find out that an atheist. And he just laughed at me. We talked on, and I kept trying to get him to understand. I was just trying to help him. And he told me I was crazy. It's only been a couple months ago that man died. Just along my journey, God let us cross paths. And he said, show compassion. And so I did. He chose to just stay there. As far as I know, if something didn't change through the years, I don't know nobody's soul. That man, I go by his place every now and then. I can't help from thinking about that night. I can't help from thinking about how I shed tears. I can't help from him. I can still see his face laughing at me when I was trying to tell him about one, a place he could go to and get shelter where so he could have help, one that would save his soul, the one could change his life, one could make a difference in him. And he rejected it. You'd say, well, he was an atheist. I'm not. There's a place in hell for you too. This will be a cloud of witness to you someday. Listen to me. When you're in that place of torment, these sermons will come a remembrance to you. Old sister that come to you, that loved you, will come to remembrance to you. A church that was faithful and kept meeting no matter how bad the world got. Amen. People that loved you enough and loved God enough to be a witness, to be a cloud of a witness. They just kept coming. They kept witnessing. They kept trying. All these things will be a witness to you someday. And I want you to know in that day it will be too late. And you'll think about an old preacher that stood up here and poured his heart out to you and tried his best to get you to listen. One on his journey along the way, just a pilgrim traveling through that took time a few minutes along the way to show compassion. A church, a good old brother or sister, you'll see their faces. I believe that. All these things have come to your remembrance and you said, no, I don't need no help. I'm just going to sit here and die. That's your choice. I can't make you, and nobody else can. And I ain't got no desire to even try, but I have a desire to see you. I won't make you, but I'll beg you. All I am is a man that went to get the coat, and I'm happy with that job. Go to the Lord today. Quit rejecting. Church, I don't know how much longer this revival will go. But if you got something to do, you better do it. I'm thankful. I'll say this now. I'll hush. I promise I will. Y'all heard me talk about my neighbor before? He was lost. He told me he was. They were right beside me. I loved him. I don't know how many times God told me to talk to him. Then there come a day he a deer hunt behind the house. He come out, he killed a deer, had a big old 8-pointer. Me and him stood out there at the tailgate, and we laughed, and we talked about his deer. And we talked all kinds of deer hunt stories, and we had a big time. And then that evening, he took his life with the same gun he'd shot that deer with. So I have to go through this life realizing I passed him on the wayside. Not once, but multiple times. My neighbor, who loves his neighbor? Oh. You better show compassion when you got a chance. It's a rough road to hoe when you don't. That's my thought. You got a soul. You're here. You need to seek the Lord.